Three mass adoption altcoins.
With retail piling into crypto, these three projects could onboard millions.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about three altcoins that are poised to onboard millions of people into crypto right as the bull run ignites and we are seeing mass adoption.
Look, mass adoption is important because the more people utilizing it, the more price go up.
It's true.
That's supply and demand. Same reason Bitcoin's going up so much lately. BlackRock is accumulating. Countries are accumulating. When there's less supply, more demand, price goes up. Yep. So you want to find projects that are poised for mass adoption because as more people start to use it, token, in theory, should ultimately go up.
For sure. And I mean, look, we're sitting at the perfect time. Institutions are adopting crypto. ETFs for Bitcoin are rolling out everywhere. We're probably going to have an Ethereum ETF soon. Retail, you can see, I did that tweet about Google Trends. People searching for Bitcoin and crypto is starting to skyrocket again. Mm. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about three projects today that could be ready to onboard millions of people and billions of dollars into crypto in three very unique ways, right?
Yeah.
So there's different platforms that are building different technology that are going to be gathering or onboarding users into crypto at three different points. So this is an important episode to watch to the end.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another one. Maybe this will be like a three-part series because there are other projects out there. These are just the three that we've decided to cover for today. Next time, in a month from now or something, we'll do another three projects that are also poised for mass adoption. Mm-hmm. So let's dive into the first one.
So the first one, this is probably the most like unique one. In terms of, you wouldn't look at this project say, oh, this is going to onboard millions into crypto. The next two are very much more straightforward. And once we reveal them, you'd be like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Millions of people could easily get into that because they're new to crypto. This one, we're going to start off with this one because it doesn't fit the bill as what you may appear to be an onboarding crypto project. But when you listen to our explanation why, this is really going to blow your mind. So it's AxesInDAO. AXGT, it's a project we've been talking about in this show a lot. You may know it as the king of decentralized science. But when we reveal what they have going on in their roadmap and their technology, you'll understand why. Not only is this the king of DeSci, but this could be the project that onboards millions into crypto.
One of the utilities of this token is provide data, get crypto. So you can anonymously provide data, which is going to ultimately help scientists, help researchers. So anybody who is, and just let me pause myself right there. There's a reason why this project is 2 months old and already has 20,000 holders. And that's because people can see, yeah, look, this project is literally bettering society. Mm. So you anonymously provide your data, your intellectual property. These scientists and researchers can now use, you know, your voice markers and these other things to help improve humanity. For that, you're rewarded and you can spend these AXGT tokens, which through a mobile app, which will be rolled out later on in the year, can be converted into Bitcoin and Ethereum. So what we've heard through the grapevine is that there's going to be multiple locations around America where these devices exist. You'll be able to speak into it, whatever you will, interact with it, receive AXGT tokens, and it's as simple as that. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, well, think about it like this. The current state of medical research, right? And we're talking, this is a multiple hundreds of billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
The medical, pharmaceutical, all these massive businesses, they need user data in order to develop new treatments, new drugs. And to acquire this user data right now is very clunky and old school. You know, these old school clinical trials where you have to come drive to the next town, and it's the whole thing. But what Axendow is building has been described as the iPhone moment for medical data. So they're building these devices that anyone can carry around. It will record your voice, your movements, your health data, all this kind of stuff automatically. Now, don't forget, Axendow is part of the NVIDIA Inception Accelerator program. So the AI that Axendow is building into these this technology is cutting edge. It's powered by NVIDIA. And then what you're going to do is you're going to carry around these devices built by Axendow. It's going to automatically record all of your user data, and you're going to get paid in crypto, which then you can spend because it's automatically going to be linked to a credit card.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how I can honestly see a ton of people. All they want to do is get paid for their data because they say, look, you know, we need some extra income. I'm happy to provide my user data for medical studies. It's for the better of the good and for people.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm earning this crypto. One, I never even knew about crypto before. And now it's, oh, wow, AXDT. Wow. I can buy things with my data. That's groundbreaking.
Yeah, or swap it to Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. And so that's from the user side adoption. I also see a shit ton of scientists and researchers flocking to this platform because there are some serious problems that currently exist in this realm. One of them is data centralization. You also have funding issues. And then there's data sharing. What's going to happen is you're going to get a few teams of researchers who come onto this platform. AXDT, Axendow has a treasury. These scientists are going to have access to capital from the get-go and access to data and all these other things. When they start making these groundbreaking results, you know, they can determine with their A-plus voice thing, they can determine when people are going to, if they're going to get Alzheimer's or a disease or something like that. As soon as these breakthroughs start to occur and this scientific community starts to get wind of this, scientists are going to be piling in to AXDT knowing that they can actually get funded in real time.
Yeah,
they don't have to wait for this thing or this university to approve them and that takes 5 years. None of that bullshit. Straight into it.
100%. And look, if you look at the current market cap of Axendow, of AXDT, it's around like, what, 50 mil?
Tiny.
I think this thing could easily 20 to 50X from here. This is not financial advice. You know that we hold the token. You know that we're advisors to Axendow. We love this project. But when you talk about projects that are ready to onboard millions into crypto, I don't think you can look past Axendow.
Didn't NVIDIA recently just reach out to them too? They tick all the boxes to move up into the official NVIDIA partner.
Yep.
And they've selected Axendow to work with NVIDIA to help with the health networks. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge step up and a huge boost from a $1 trillion company.
Yeah, for sure. The roadmap is stacked with catalysts. These guys are changing the world of DeSci, AI, and they're ready to onboard millions into crypto. So you can't look past Axendow in so many different sectors. And we had to include it in our list today.
Yeah. Let's go on to number two.
All right. So number two, now this is a bit more straightforward in terms of if you think about new users coming into crypto, they've never used crypto before. They don't know anything about crypto, but what they do know is they want their browser to be Web3 native. Maybe they just got into crypto. They own a couple of tokens, but then they're on, you know, they're using Google Chrome. There's no wallet. There's no VPN. There's nothing. This project has built by far the best looking crypto native web browser that supports everything crypto. So it's decentralized. It has a built-in VPN so you can, you know, go to different wallets or different exchanges, whatever. It's got all kinds of blockers. It's very secure. It has a built-in wallet. And it also rewards you in their token for browsing, right? So we're talking about Carbon Browser. The ticker is CSIX.
It's really unique because, you know, we're in our Discord. I'm talking about staking my TAO, for example. But he's like, how do you do that? I'm like, well, you need this Polkadot JS extension, connect it. Or people don't know. Like, I have MetaMask on my phone. How do I get onto my Google browser? Well, with Carbon Browser, it's all built in. It's all designed for Web3. So you can start accessing these dApps, getting onto Uniswap, staking, all the protocols, and actually interacting within Web3.
Yep.
It's a lot more challenging in a traditional Web2 browser like Google. Mm-hmm. Google, which is collecting your data, not rewarding you for it, tracking everything you're doing so they can benefit themselves and probably, who knows what the fuck they're doing with it.
Yeah.
Not to mention recently all the hacks that have been occurring on, Apple devices because of, I don't know, whatever's going on, but people are saying like, don't leave your browsers open. Don't connect your MetaMask via these ancient browsers like Google and stuff. Start using these Web3 ones that are designed for blockchain protection security.
Yeah, Carbon Browser is a lot more private and secure than you're going to get if you're using Chrome or whatever, Edge or Bing or Safari, all these other browsers that are not built for crypto. Carbon Browser is built for crypto. It's more private. It's more secure. They've launched the iOS and Android app version of Carbon Browser. So now not only is a native desktop browser, which is where it started, now it's an app on your phone. So you can download the Carbon Browser app. I think it's in beta, iOS, Android. So it's again, perfect timing that Carbon Browser has released the mobile app version, because at the end of the day, you need to be mobile. That's where all the users are. They've launched the mobile app version of Carbon Browser, which is perfect timing for the mass adoption of all these people saying, look, I want a crypto browser. I'm into crypto. I love crypto. Crypto browser, Carbon Browser.
On your phone, easy.
Yeah.
Piece of cake. And it's like the browsing speeds, it's like 0.5 seconds versus 2.3 for the average. Firewalls, you don't have to deal with that. So it comes with it. The blocking ads. Rewards you.
Like, staking. You can stake the CIX
token. It's just so simple, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why it's already seen, I think, 7 million downloads or something like that. 62,000 daily active users. All these things. Like, people are using it. Word's getting out.
Yep.
And it's so much easier for organic growth to occur as word of mouth spreads.
For sure. So I think as you see more people come into crypto, you're going to see more people adopting Carbon Browser. And that leads us to our third altcoin that we think is set up for mass adoption. Now, if you think about it, you're new to crypto. Okay, you have your Carbon Browser wallet. So your Carbon Browser, that's how you're using. It's got your VPN. You're all linked up with that. Now you're buying crypto. You want to have access to a few different blockchains. If you're not using the wallet, which wallet are you going to use?
Right.
MetaMask is clunky. MetaMask requires a seed phrase, which most new people in crypto, they don't want to have nothing to do with a seed phrase.
Yeah, it's fucked.
You're going to write this stupid thing down. You're going to lose it. You're going to get it hacked because someone grabs your seed phrase via a phishing link, all this kind of stuff. MetaMask is so old school, and I think it's one of the main barriers that crypto has right now. But Creso Wallet, the ticker is CRE, is building the next gen of crypto wallets, and it's going along right in with the exact thing that Vitalik Buterin said about Ethereum wallets. We need to go this way, right?
Yeah, so Vitalik Buterin had a proposal for something known as ERC-4337. It's better for security, speed, and gas efficiency. Well, lo and behold, what is the project that is utilizing this new ERC standard? It's Creso Wallet.
Yep.
So the fact that you can onboard the masses, and that's what we say, like you can log in via your traditional methods like Gmail, etc. You don't have to have these crazy seed phrases. They have a social recovery. So one of the biggest things, if you lose access to your MetaMask or something, you're fucked. Mm. But with this, you actually have a way of getting back into your wallet and accessing those funds. And that's what people need. You're coming to this brand new sector of your life. You've heard about crypto for the first time from one of your friends. You're like, all right, I'm going to dive in. What? There's an Ethereum chain, a MetaMask, a Polygon chain. There's all these contract addresses. It's fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Then you forget like, oh shit, how do I log in?
I lost my seed phrase.
Don't get that safety with MetaMask, right? Mm-hmm. So the fact that you actually had this next-gen wallet with a seedless login, low gas, because in my MetaMask, I'm constantly carrying around a shit ton of Ethereum I don't want to carry because I need it for gas. And it's like so expensive. It'd be nice to be able to use the native for all the different chains.
Yeah, the native token gas feature is pretty cool. I mean, just the fact that it has, like extra security, 2FA, you can sign up and log in with your email, Google, Apple devices, all that kind of stuff. So it's again, it's exactly what we're talking about in the title of this episode. It's a wallet that is set up for mass adoption because crypto noobs can come in and actually want to use it, right?
Yeah.
And if you look at it, okay, this is an early stage project. It's a small market cap because the wallet hasn't launched yet.
Yeah.
But you go to the website, you look at the beta version, you look at the design, this thing looks sleek. Mm. Like it looks really well thought out. All the colors, the design, the user interface, the experience, everything is very well thought out. The designers and the devs are obviously smart people. When this wallet actually launches and the iOS and Android version of this mobile wallet actually get into people's hands, I think you could see this thing go on a massive run. Obviously, not financial advice. We both hold this token. But I think if you're looking for a small cap wallet token that looks primed for a big run because it's early and the wallet hasn't launched, look at Creezo.
Yeah, look, I'm desperately looking for a wallet other than MetaMask. I fucking hate the thing with a passion. Yeah. Like, all my coins went missing. I had to, like, pre-manually load everything back in there. You switch from one network to the other, and then nothing's showing up properly. The figures are all wrong. It's fucking junk.
Done with it.
So I'm on the hunt now for wallets. Whoever's going to deliver first is, and, you know, ticks all the boxes, Creezo does, you know, that's what I want to be in.
Yeah, 100%. So, hey, look, those are our first three coins that we think could onboard millions of people and billions of dollars into crypto: Axon DAO, Carbon Browser, and Creezo. If there's any other projects that you think are ready to reach mass adoption in crypto, which are going to help crypto noobs get people into crypto, let us know in the comments, because as Josh said, we're going to do follow-up episodes on this category.
Sounds good. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.